Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly it's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, the NBA Finals back tonight.
Finally.
Could come to an end. It is of course, Thunder Pacers. Tyrese Halliburton questionable, which is kind of too bad. I don't like their chances. The Oklahoma City Thunder are favored by 5.5 as road favorites.
You think they get it done tonight?
I do.
Me too.
I think this one's over. And great season by the Pacers, but yeah, I think this is over.
I think it's fair to question Halliburton too and just look at him and go, all right, he's been spectacular with like some absolute, you know, gut-wrenching shots at the end of these games, at least for the opponents. And you just wonder if he can hold up through a whole postseason. Like, maybe that's unfair, but yeah. It's 2 years in a row. The guy isn't out there when his team needs him. So I don't think he's Porzingis yet, but I also don't know that you can fully count on him. We are staring down, since we both think it's going to end tonight.
Yeah, we are.
Cup final ended the other night.
It did.
NBA finals could be over tonight.
Well, Sox are hot, though.
No, they are. We're really staring down baseball and like the NBA offseason, and that's all we got till training camp.
Movies. Telling you.
Movies.
It's a good summer slate of movies.
More
Superman.
More
Fantastic Four.
Red Sox trades.
More Sox trades between now and the deadline.
Maybe Cora firing. Who knows? Yeah.
So it either ends tonight or Sunday. So they obviously would need Friday and Saturday off, but they come back on. So if there's a game 7, it'd be on Sunday.
Either way, it's winding down. Yeah.
I want a girl with a short skirt and a long
grab bag.
Ime Udoka and the Houston Rockets have agreed to a contract extension, making him one of the highest paid coaches in the NBA. Specific details haven't been announced yet, other than it's an extension and it puts him in the top tier of the league.
So you believe he's arguably the best coach in the league, right? Him, Spoelstra, like that.
I think tier. Those are the top two guys.
Okay.
Yeah, if we were tiering coaches, first of all, I don't know how many we could even name. There's a lot of weird, random, obscure coaches.
All the coaches in the league, probably
tough.
Not.
Yeah, probably but not. Yeah, no, I think those are the two best.
Okay, I think
maybe even Carlisle too.
Carlisle deserves
great,
to be up there. And so I would. The one thing I would say about this, Udoka got to Houston after Mazzulla was here in Boston, obviously. I mean, Mazzulla was an interim coach. He wasn't given an extension right away. He wasn't even given the job right away, though he was given an extension before the end of his first year as interim coach. But Udoka already has his extension in Houston. I think we're still waiting for Mazzulla to get one, so what exactly is the holdup would be my one thing that I would to localize it.
Does he get one before the season starts?
I think so.
I think so, too. I think they're got a lot going on. It's not a typical offseason for the Celtics for so many reasons. Ownership, star player, apron. They're probably trying to figure some of that stuff out, but my guess is he doesn't start the year with a new one.
But coach is pretty easy, isn't it? Coach is pretty easy. You go, we either want him or we don't. We're going to pay him. Here's the going rate for a coach. Like, boom,
but maybe
done.
You have a to-do list and it's lower on the to-do list.
Well, it should be lower on your to-do list in terms of like getting under the, I'd imagine, for new ownership, not for me.
Yeah.
But getting under the second apron significant and like what moves are we going to make? But also, this one's easy.
Yeah.
If you want him, you pay him. If you don't, then I don't get what we're doing.
Grab bag.
So we were just talking about the list put together by ESPN of the all NFL teams since 2000.
Yep.
And one notable name that was not on there was Adrian Peterson. TMZ Sports had just posted earlier today footage of Adrian Peterson trying to fight a guy at a poker game.
Oh boy.
Apparently somebody was complaining about their cards. Next thing you know, Peterson's up on his feet trying to punch another guy who's also trying to punch him.
Yeah, look, no one called him a stable individual. We just said he was a running back who deserved to be on the All-Century team.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Grab him back. It's easy because your bag's beautiful. And every time I go back, yours is the bag I grab. Grab, 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 grab back. Grab, 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 grab back. Grab, 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 grab back. Do, 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 do.
That's shot by Terp, by the way. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, some of the Adrian Peterson, I wouldn't really call it a fight, but the skirmish.
Looked like
a couple of hands being tossed.
Well, it looked like somebody got one pretty close to him. Oh boy.
I would not want to square up with Adrian Peterson.
I don't like the blow.
Now it's a fight.
Yeah,
now it's a fight.
Yeah, I don't
This guy got a few in on Peterson.
Yep.
Now he's got his mitts on here.
Yeah, in the corner.
Turtle.
Under. Oh, no.
Oh, wait. He's still throwing.
Yeah, he is.
He stood in there, though.
He's a little bro compared to Peterson, obviously.
I mean, Peterson could be Hoss of the Week.
Yeah.
Did we give out Hoss of the Week?
Yeah, we gave it out to Lorenzo the Lobster.
Oh, yeah.
He's dead.
But either way.
A posthumous. First posthumous Hoss of the Week.
CJ Mosley retiring. Great linebacker for the Ravens and the Jets. He's calling it a career.
Yeah.
All right, Rich. Here we go. Background music. Gonna give it away. Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
Shedeur Sanders, the Cleveland Browns rookie quarterback, famously the son of Deion Sanders.
Things have been going well for him at camp. I read all these good reports about him on the field. He's doing well.
Well, he got pulled over in his vehicle. He was going 101 in a 60 in Ohio, so he got cited for speeding.
And it must have been, you know, in broad daylight, like it wasn't after midnight or anything.
It was late. Yeah, it was later.
Great. Well, that's...
He's all right.
Look, I think he's probably going to start maybe even the majority of the games there this year, but that's not great.
He's humming, though.
Just a, yeah.
101? 101 to 60. He can get away from you. He's probably, I forget what car it was. They said what kind of car it was. Sure, the thing is a smooth 101.
This is the guy who doesn't need any more reasons for the team to have any doubts about him. I would say that's probably not the best move.
Don't you worry, you pretty striped head. We're going to get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed. And then we're going to find our best friend.
Grab bag.
And we're going to give him a best friend.
Also grab bag.
Ace Bailey, the Rutgers star, who is expected to be a high draft pick in next week's NBA draft, has canceled his visit with the Philadelphia 76ers, who pick third.
Oh.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, what does it tell you, folks? Connect the dots.
Yeah, does it tell you
to?
Well, does it tell, or just he's trying to not go to Philly?
Yeah, I guess I don't know what it tells you.
He'd rather fall to 4 or 5, but no, honestly,
I guess it could tell you anything.
It probably tells you he's going to.
Yeah, it's probably that. Yeah.
Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag on Jones and Keith. Grab bag. Grab your bag. Grab your bag. Grab your bag. Grab your bag.
Prep Egg on Jones and Keith. Prep Egg on Jones and Keith. Do, 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 do. Prep Egg on Jones and Keith.
I would never accuse anyone of mailing in a grab bag when they send them in, not putting in their best effort. But I would applaud that gentleman for it. That's a lot of work. I feel like winning
A plus.
Yeah,
yeah, it was A plus effort. Yeah. Paige Beckers, the WNBA sensation player.
Yeah,
she sensation.
Yeah, it's somewhere between a sensation and a player. Yeah,
yeah, it's your rookie year, right? She has teamed up with Gatorade. She has her own signature Gatorade. So, like, her face is on this Gatorade. And
you get to pick your own flavor?
She got to pick her own flavor.
That's cool.
You guys seen this? Do you want to take a guess at what the Paige Beckers flavor is of Gatorade?
You know what you should make it? Husky Blood.
It's not Husky Blood.
That'd be good, though.
But it is a reddish hue.
Oh.
So that's close.
Okay.
Shirley Temple.
Oh.
No,
you don't like Shirley Temple? I don't know if I want that for it. Well, it's a delicious,
I like a Shirley Temple.
It's like a delicious drink at, dinner, but do I want to hydrate with that after a workout or a basketball game or something?
Yeah, I'm sure it's just cherry forward. I'm sure it's fine. It could be a good Gatorade. I'll try it.
Right, so that would just be, lemon-lime Gatorade mixed with cherry Gatorade.
Probably. It sounds delicious. We should bring some in for the show.
Taste test?
I'll do a taste test.
I think Husky Blood is a real missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. She's probably kicking herself.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
All right, do we have a new daily question yet in the grab bag?
Well, we got a submission earlier that I read that we should do is Roman Anthony hitting above the Mendoza line.
But yeah, that's going to be a while.
That could be a long, long time.
Yeah.
You want to do is
Roman Anthony? Rogers one was 3 months.
Is Roman Anthony? Oh, true.
True.
Is Roman Anthony hitting 100?
Is Roman Anthony hitting 100? No. He currently
answer it. No, he's hitting 72 or whatever it is. Yeah.
I love
grab bag,
but I can't eat it because then I'll get fat. But it's so good.
All right, let's take a look at the top MLB performer from last night. Jones, are you ready?
I always.
All right, was it Michael Garcia? 3-for-4, home run, 4 RBI, 2 runs scored.
Okay. A lot of runs, but they got him out. Yeah.
Victor Caratini, 3-for-4, home run, 3 RBI, 2 runs scored. Was it little Jose Altuve, 3-for-4, home run, 3 RBI? Was it Chris Sale?
Oh.
8 2/3.
Yeah. Almost.
Scoreless.
So close.
7 Ks.
Wow.
Or was it Ranger Suarez, 7 innings, 1 run, 8 Ks?
Did you pull the monitor closer to you, or did you enlarge the font? Not really.
The font's a little bit bigger.
He's very self-conscious about it. The
just ride me for this, or was it Emmanuel Clase?
No,
for closing out the game.
No, I was just.
He's got 16 saves.
Put me down.
He was horrible to start the
year. But then they gave away his jersey. Me and my buddies got his jersey.
And then they took him out of the closer role.
Why the hell did they not let Sale finish the game?
He
had 116 pitches they thought he was going to break.
They were like, we can't do it.
We're like, it's not September yet. We can't break him.
It is weird. They won 5-0.
I want to go with Sale, but they should have just let him finish the game.
There's a chance
that makes me not
want
to give it to him, but I guess Sale.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we have a random player today who played for 3 teams in his 14-year Major League career.
Okay, good. This 3 teams. I can wrap my
head
around
it.
This. Good, okay.
Angels, Astros, White Sox.
Angels, Astros, White Sox. Got it.
A outfielder, first baseman.
Ooh, I was thinking pitcher. Okay, keep going.
Outfielder and first base, played both quite a bit. And let's see. He was a 2-time All-Star. A 3-time Gold Glover, a Silver Slugger, and 6th place in the Rookie of the Year vote.
2-time All-Star, 6th place in Rookie of the Year.
Led the league in hits 1 year.
Okay.
Let's see.
Give me a profile. Was it power guy, speed guy? What was it?
All right.
I guess he was outfield first base. He must have been power guy.
Only once did he hit over 20 home runs.
Oh, my.
And that year was the year 2000.
Okay.
He had 25 homers, which was a high, 100 RBI, which was a high, 28 steals, which was also a high, and he finished eighth in the MVP vote.
Give me the teams one more time. Angels, who in White Sox? Rangers?
Astros.
Angels, Astros, Angel, White Sox.
Angels, Astros, White Sox. Let's see. What else was a career 282 hitter.
Oh, that was a good ball player.
Year in team for
not
the All-Star?
Not hitting a lot of bombs.
He was an All-Star with the Angels in 2000. And 98.
And 98. So both with the Angels.
Yep. That's where he was with early in his career.
I mean, not Garrett Anderson.
Not Garrett him. Anderson. Twitch chat has it. Damn. And text line has it.
I've been bad at even getting guesses lately.
I feel
was
like you
on
guys.
The 0-2 Angels World Series team?
Yes. He won one World Series.
Bad at even guessing.
I feel like you guys either get it 10
right
seconds
away,
in or we got to go
like,
the, yeah.
Or we're like, we don't have it.
Yeah.
I don't think I have it.
He's one of the guys, like, he's, I thought he was going to be an easy
one. I'm
going
to look and be upset.
Nickname? Yeah. Great question. His nickname was not listed, didn't have one.
If it's this guy, then shame on us. Yes. This actually is an easy one. Darren Erstad?
He got it!
Yeah, that's
I literally said to Billy, Erstad, no. I didn't say it.
Oh, you didn't say it out loud, though, right?
No, I said to Billy.
Yeah, well, oh, to Billy. Yeah,
you
yeah.
didn't say it on Mike. You said no, it to Billy, yeah. Right. Okay, Darren Erstad. Yeah. That's one we should have got. In fact, I feel like it's a Billy kind of guy. Not enough bombs?
Not enough bombs, but that error.
Never enough bombs.
Say it again?
Never enough bombs.
Yeah. He's like halfway to the right amount of bombs.
Yeah, you were too focused on Jim Edmonds on those teams. You weren't focused enough on Darren Erstad.
Dude, that year in 2000, he hit .355 for the season.
Look, that one's a miss. That's a guy who I clearly remember, and it makes sense.
When was he on the White Sox and the Astros?
I don't really remember that either, but whatever. But the All-Star teams are with the Angels. First, I remember him at first base. He wasn't hitting home runs. Like, that one makes a lot of sense.
Explain this to me.
Yeah.
In 2000, he played 157 games.
Yeah.
And he hit .355.
Yeah.
In 2001, he also played in 157 games, and he hit .258.
Randomness of baseball. That's baseball, Susan.
That is baseball.
That's what that is. Yeah.
That is baseball, Susan.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's true. Tristan Casas, that's only like a couple of hits a week.
That's true.
Go from .250 to .355.
He also went from 25 bombs to 9.
Yeah, well, I think we know what was going on there.
He forgot something.
That one I think we figured out.
Not how to hit.
Maybe the batting average. Anyway. Lumped in with that as well. No, Erstad is...
Darren Erstad.
Who was it yesterday? Like, I already forgot who it was.
Are you kidding me? Why I do so many repeat guys.
Good point.
I don't even remember
but
who
like,
it was.
Some days I'm like, I wasn't going to get that one. This is one we should have got.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll wear that.
All right.
The Mac and Goo Movie Club is going to yell at me about
they're
this
gotta
one.
Be pissed.
I can already
yeah,
feel it.
They're going to be pissed.
Tomorrow we'll have
somebody else. You can redeem yourself. We'll have a giant tomorrow.
I also said this. I think they're in my head.
Yesterday, Mark McLemore?
Yeah. Mark McLemore
wouldn't have got that.
More random.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was more random.
No, the Mac and Goo Movie Club is in my head. I think part of the reason
I
have like performance anxiety when it comes random ball player. Okay, that's Grab Bag each and every day here on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons comes your way at 2 o'clock. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And we'll get you the clip du jour. I have a good idea what this one is next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.